IDF responds to three more Al Jazeera journalist killings. Al Jazeera Media Network today issued a press release strongly condemning the Israeli occupation forces' targeting of Palestinian journalists' car in northern Rafah in the Gaza Strip this morning, killing journalists Hamza Al-Dadu and Mustafa Thuraya, Al Jazeera crew, and seriously injuring fellow journalist Hazem Rajab. The assassination of Mustafa and Hamza, Al Jazeera correspondent Wael Al-Dadu's son, whilst they were on their way to carry out their duty in the Gaza Strip, reaffirms the need to take immediate necessary legal measures against the occupation forces to ensure that there is no impunity. The Israeli occupation forces have systematically targeted our colleague Wael Al-Dadu and his family, killing his wife, son, daughter, and grandson in November 2023. Wael and his colleague, the late Samer Abu Dhaka, a cameraman, were also targeted in December 2023. The assassination of his son Hamza in January 2024 confirms without a doubt the Israeli forces' determination to continue these brutal attacks against journalists and their families, aiming to discourage them from performing their mission, violating the principles of freedom of the press and undermining the right to life. Al Jazeera condemnation. Al Jazeera condemns, in the strongest terms, the ongoing crimes committed by Israeli occupation forces against journalists and media professionals in Gaza. This alarming trend requires immediate attention and action from the international community. We urge the International Criminal Court, the governments and human rights organizations, and the United Nations to hold Israel accountable for its heinous crimes and demand an end to the targeting and killing of journalists. Al Jazeera pledges to take all legal measures to prosecute the perpetrators of these crimes and stands in solidarity and support with all journalists in Gaza. Al Jazeera reaffirms its commitment to achieving justice for more than 100 journalists killed, and to continuing to cover these grave violations. Israel Defense Force response. Israel's military, in a previous statement on December 16, responding to the death of another Al Jazeera journalist in Gaza, the army said, "The IDF has never, and will never, deliberately target journalists." After having been pushed by Al Jazeera for 12 hours, IDF issued a response to the Qatar-based network. An Israeli military aircraft identified and struck a terrorist operative who was operating an aircraft that posed a threat to troops. "We are aware of the reports that during the strike, two other suspects who were in the same vehicle as the terrorists were also hit." Al Jazeera explains the IDF response. The terrorist was Hazem Rajab, a content creator and journalist. IDF called the two Al Jazeera journalists suspects, justifying the killing of the three members of the press, Hamza Al-Dadu, Mustafa Thuraya, and Hazem Rajab. Hamza's father is the Al Jazeera Gaza bureau chief Wael Al-Dadu. He has been reporting live from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, providing updates to viewers across the Arab world on the latest developments in the enclave, as Israel's bombardment continues. On Monday morning, Wael's son Hamza was killed in the targeted Israeli strike on the car they were traveling in. Members of Wael's family, including his wife Amna, another son, 15-year-old Mahmoud, his 7-year-old daughter Sham, and 1-year-old grandchild Adam were killed in an Israeli attack on the house they were staying in October. Wael himself was injured in an attack that killed his cameraman, Samer Abu Dhaka, but has refused to stop reporting. Why is eTurbo News reporting about this incident? eTurbo News is committed to covering travel, tourism, and related human rights issues, and has done so since its creation in 1999. eTurbo News is a member of numerous international media associations and stands for freedom of the press and the protection of working journalists.